This is Judy Berry from Earth First, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to non-commercial community radio, KBOO Portland. No compromise in defense of the truth.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Remembering Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Building Toward Nuclear Justice, on Monday, August 8th, from 6 to 7:15 p.m., at the Japanese American Historical Plaza on the Portland waterfront. This memorial features speakers and performers representing communities on the front lines of nuclear injustice. That's Remembering Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Building Toward Nuclear Justice, on Monday, August 8th from 6 to 7:15 p.m. at the Japanese American Historical Plaza on Northwest NATO Parkway and Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stick with us as we play you music, throwback interviews, and more. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, and we'll see you on the other side, Indian Country.
Be great. I done had setbacks, but I'm straight. Use it all like gas in a tank. Ice in my veins, seconds left on a shot clock. Who's there? No joke when I knock, knock. Big dream, no time for the small talk. Non-stop in the spot with the hot sauce. Yeah, still here when the rain fall. Still here through the thunder and lightning. Ready when opportunity call. But I know the difference when it's scam like. Opinions and critics, they parasitic, acidic. Consider this when you listen, that I don't fit the description. I got no box that I fit in, so if you switch your position because you thought I was different, then that's fake love. It's the moment I'm winning, I'm only known for authentic. No gimmicks, depending on trending. Put my soul in a sentence, I'm in this soul till it's finished. I'm really back on my business, back in the trenches on a mission like. You already know, you can see I got that glow. And you can't stop that, bro. Drop that bone. Now you wanna talk that, then you gotta walk that road. You already know, you can see I got that glow. And you can't stop that, bro. Drop that bone. Now you wanna talk that, now you wanna pop one blow. Dog, let's go.
Can't stop now, bounce back loud. For my dogs have been down in the mud, they know. Everyone got doubts till the sun comes out. And it cuts through the clouds and the hell rain snow. World on fire, no justice, no peace. Eyes wide shut, got a dream but don't sleep. They just wanna live inside your head rent free. But the sign read, no vacancy, no lease.
Gotta fly above the vultures, get about the trap with the rats plus the roaches. City on the map, tell them to adjust your focus, cause it's still a marathon like Hustle told us. When the sun approaches, we illuminate the dark. Only speak life and communicate with heart. I don't play games, you can play your part. Music like a drug, I hallucinate through art. Yeah, it's all facts, you know me. Life is like a movie, but don't be an actor, homie. Rappers need attention cause they insecure. Everybody going viral, now we need a cure, yeah. I know the devil only told me lies, cause I know we in the presence of the holy light. Time to switch your program. System override, Kobe vibes, game 7, we in overtime. Soul on ice, phony types, get posterized. It's ghostwriter exorcisms for the poltergeist, yeah. And they asked me when the album drop, and I told them it can only rise.
You
know what I'm saying?
You already know, you can see I got that glow. And you can't stop that, bro. Drop that bone. Now you wanna talk that, then you better walk that road. You already know, you can see I got that glow. And you can't stop that, bro. Drop that bone. Now you wanna talk that, now you wanna pop one blow. Dog, let's go.
Can't stop now. Bounce back loud, for my dogs have been down in the mud, they know. Everyone got doubts till the sun comes out. And it cuts through the clouds and the hell rain snow. World on fire, no justice, no peace. Eyes wide shut, got a dream but don't sleep. They just wanna live inside your head rent free. But the sign read, no vacancy, no lease.
To the Haudenosaunee, otherwise known as the Iroquois,
yeah.
And the all my indigenous people,
yeah.
Those that know where they come from, and those that don't.
I'm talking back home, the Iroquois nations. Land claims placed us on reservations. Tried to erase us, confining our spaces. Too much hating, self-medicating, and sedating. Yeah, I'm mad at the white man. Y'all are walking on stolen land. Your forefathers are known to me as slaughterers. Your fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and daughters. Your heroes are known to me as villains. Responsible for genocide and mass killing. Killing. That's why I put up a middle finger on my hand, but throw up the peace for the Wolf and Deer Clan. Huh. I ain't a Navajo, Blackfoot, a crow. I rep the Iroquois nations for the next seven generations. I ain't a Navajo or a Seminole. I rep the Iroquois nations. I'm the Indian rap sensation. Indigenous lyricists. Indigenous lyricists. Indigenous lyricists. Indigenous lyricists. I'm a tilted and hairy, your new favorite strain. Not waiting on salvation, I don't fear any pain. Elevated, not sedated, no flight to my plane. Constantly contemplative, I fight for indigenous gain. It ain't a comeback, I ain't no pioneer. My native roots go back thousands of years. But I've been on Brooklyn stoops for over 20 years. And I still wanna clap back for the trail of tears. Don't mistake my lack of instigators for fear. I'm here to loot the narrative, abolish stricken barren. I'm here not mute to prove to you, we're looking back and staring. My ancestors, I made it through a genocide and famine. So please respect my need to breathe and chill with all the clarin. Indigenous lyricists. Indigenous lyricists. Ain't a Navajo, Blackfoot, a crow. I rep the Iroquois nations for the next seven generations. Tell them. Ain't a Navajo or a Seminole. I rep the Iroquois nations. I'm the Indian rap sensation.
Soul shadow. Sacred black earth ain't a red blood rectangle. My brown blood. Take it down, all of your white fangs. Cross paths, doors to arms. Y'all trying to erase our lives, but we got this down. Y'all tripping out here, and it ain't gon' last. Y'all slipping out here, and we calling you out. Y'all slipping out here, and we calling you out. Me concentro en mis raíces, tradiciones de mi abuela, de su abuela, una mexicana curandera, sabiduría oculta, siete nahuas, escucha, está presente en mi frente, de otro lado, lejano, ese kikapú árabe africano, ha, dime tú, sabes bien de tu abuelo, así dime tú, sabes bien de tu abuela, así dime tú. Sabes bien de tu abuelo, así dime tú. Sabes bien de tu abuela, así dime tú.
Even as the water was scarce, even as the forest were cut, even as the mountains were burned,
all my indigenous
evident within it today.
Found unresponsive. If money is your king, then I don't know who your God is. Cause God is not a prophet. Listen, God is not a liberal, conservative, Democrat, or Republican. God is all the families in poverty, starving, and suffering. God is lesbian, God is queer, God is an infant. God don't have no preferences over your color or religion. See, it's not about America, not about no bank account. There's a bigger picture here that we need to think about. More concerned with credit scores, not about your karma. We pollute bodies of water and forget our bodies of water. God is quantum energy and consciousness collectively. God is all my homies, you see, and God is a refugee. You can see God without mushrooms or DMT. God is a mother trying to feed her kids on EBT.
Tell me who you pray to, tell me what their name is. Are they gonna save you from yourself? Who be throwing stones first? Need a resurrection. I'm just trying to soul searching by myself. Walking through the valley, ay, stepping out the shadows, ay, ay. All the sins in the Father's name, when we was eating with the garden snakes. Healing in my blood, I'd be like, ay, ay. Healing in my blood, I'd be like, ay, ay. Healing in my God, I'd be like, ay, ay. Healing in my God, I'd be like, ay, ay.
God don't have political agendas. God don't work for corporations. God is transgender. Some of these politicians, they're secret clan members. So-called houses of God are run by sexual offenders. God don't start no wars, see, that's the thing that men do. God takes all our favorite artists. Heaven is a venue. Peace. You are God, so there's really only you and God. This is for the non-believers searching for the proof of God. I see the vision, I just want to be an instrument. Inside of God's kingdom, you could never be an immigrant. No, God is black, God is indigenous, God is Indian, God is Israeli and Palestinian. God is listening, God has been proven by a physicist. Different dimensions felt through the spirit, human experience. God is not a privilege, God don't see no differences. God is a feminist and God is no supremacist.
Tell me who you pray to. Tell me what their name is. Are they gonna save you from yourself? Who be throwing stones first? Need a resurrection. I'm just trying to soul searching by myself. Walking through the valley, ay, stepping out the shadows, ay, ay. All the sins in the Father's name, when we was eating with the garden snakes.
Healing in my God, I'd be like, ay, ay. Healing in my God, I'd be like, ay. Chilling in my God, I'd be like, ay, ay. Chilling in my God, I'd be like, ay, ay.
And now it's time for this part of the show. We still haven't named. We'll figure it out. It's the part where me and Nick talk about current events, how we're doing, and more. Just checking in. Joining me, as always, is Nick Yellowhorse. Nick, how are you doing?
Really hot.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a hot heat wave.
Hot, hot heat. Yes, it is over 100, well, not over, but it is 100 degrees out here in the glorious police state of Portland, Oregon. And we're feeling the heat. It is pretty toasty. Right now, which is great for me, not for the state, but for me personally, I'm enjoying it. We need to catch up on some things, Nick. We've been a lot of news happening. I'm not just talking about what's going on in Portland, but you know, in Indian country as well. Shout out to Oklahoma. Oh my God. So cool. A huge chunk. I'm trying to see like what the numbers are. Most people are saying like roughly half of Oklahoma now is finally returned. I'm not saying Supreme Court is claiming or granting or any of that. No. Land back, people. It's always been their land. We don't need the Supreme Court to say it's their land. It's always been their land, and now they finally get their land back, which is great. So, trying to get the good numbers here. So, roughly about half the land in Oklahoma is within the Muskogee. Yeah, Muskogee Nation res now. So all Muskogee land. And as part of a, you know, upholding a treaty that was made. And it's just, this is like I think the biggest like win in, I don't even know, like probably a good couple hundred years, I would say. What do you think, Nick?
Yeah, it's huge. It's basically all of eastern Oklahoma, which is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to take some adjusting for sure, but at the same time, like, you know, this is great. And it's such a wild story, how it came to be, because a man who was arrested in that part of Oklahoma was trying to claim that, well, you know, based off of this treaty, you're actually, you know, you weren't within your jurisdiction. I was in, you know, the jurisdiction of the Muscogee Creek people based on this treaty. And it just kind of grew from there. And then next thing you know, all of eastern Oklahoma is now back to the Muscogee, because one dude was trying to say, hey, you can't arrest me out here. He is still going to prison, by the way, I believe. It is, I'm just so excited. It's difficult because, like, a lot of these articles I'm finding, like, aren't really giving as many details as I would like. Like, I've heard more details on podcasts than I have in any of these articles. It's very vague. But, you know, I think this is just, like, such an exciting thing. And, you know, again, there's going to be some transition time, of course, and things like that. And talking to the other tribes within the area as well. But this is like, I mean, this is so, so good and just so fantastic. So shout out to our Muscogee Creek relatives out there. Congratulations. Here's hoping that like a lot of, I don't know, here's hoping this becomes a trend. It would be really great.
I hope a lot of other tribes use this as a stepping stone to argue for their own treaties that haven't been fulfilled properly. Because we all know, or at least we should know, that Article 6 of the Constitution says that all treaties made shall be the supreme law of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many treaties that haven't been fully accomplished. And I'm excited for this next decade to see what, or at least what more tribal lands can stay tribal in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really interesting and important though, just to keep questioning and keep pushing too, keep reminding, because the thing is, it's like a lot of these laws and things or treaties, like, I don't know, at some point it seems like the U.S. really got lazy about it. And maybe we'll get a guest on the show to talk about it, because I think that'd be really interesting to have that conversation. It feels like at some point in time the U.S. got really lazy about breaking their treaties, and they continue to break them, but they didn't like dissolve them. They just kind of put them away and expected people to forget about them. And it's like, yeah, they exist, but they're never really being enforced. And now we're seeing that now, like, courts are starting to actually uphold these treaties as they should be. So it's going to be interesting to see the U.S. kind of sweat a little bit, because they're like skeletons. There's plenty of treaties in their closet that could really like take decent chunks out of the land that they stole and give it back to the native communities that, you know, originated there. So here's it's just really exciting to see. And, you know, here's hoping for getting more of our land back for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Just, so good. I just wish more articles went into detail about it. It's all very vague. I'm still trying to find the treaty name even, but it's there. But yeah, and it's really funny watching people freak out because they're like, what's next? Like Ted Cruz is like, what's next? Now they're going to take Manhattan. Now they're going to take this and that. Like, everyone's freaking out, and it's hilarious. Like, yes, if the Muppets can take Manhattan, then we can take Manhattan back. Here's hoping we can take Manhattan back. Here's hoping we take all the land back. But, it's going to be good. And this is something I feel like has been a long time coming, since they've been fighting for, I mean, obviously a long, long time, and disputing. And so it's just out of something like, so like, I mean, cause the crime itself that occurred, and the person who, you know, is trying to, who kind of started all this really is a monster. But something good kind of came out of it. You know, at least, you know, it's so weird how that happens, but yeah, the chain reaction of all these things, and then next thing you know, boom, big change. It's just really wild to see. So some people are really nervous about the fact, like, they're like, well, like, who's gonna tax us? Where are the zones? Like, do I have to file in tribal court or state court? Like, there's a lot of things that they're gonna be figuring out for sure, but at the very least, like I said, like, this is definitely three giant steps forward, I would say. Here's hoping. Yeah, in some not so great news, some of you may remember we talked about it many, many years ago. This was like, geez, I'm trying to remember what year that was. That was like 2016, 2017. Right? Oh, man. Nick, do you remember?
I feel like it was just like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Well, anyway, some of you may remember there was a viral video that went around a few years back, a year or two, maybe more, of a Native elder that was singing a hand drum song, and a bunch of teenage boys wearing a MAGA hat, and one of them kind of got in this elder's face and was trying to intimidate him. And so this kid has just sued the Washington Post for defamation after they released a picture and an article about it, about what had happened. And there's undisclosed terms, but as of today or yesterday, the Washington Post settled undisclosed terms, a $250 million lawsuit. So this kid got somewhere around $250 million. It's undisclosed, but like, this kid got money from this. He won, which is depressing. And so the last year was when he sued the Post for it, and saying that, you know, he was being targeted and bullied because he was the white Catholic student wearing a red Make America Great Again souvenir cap. And the case was originally dismissed by a judge, saying, you know, it wasn't, it just no. And then last October, for some reason, the same judge partially reopened the case. I guess there's some other statements. I don't know. I don't understand why you would. It makes no sense. But this kid also tried to sue CNN for $275 million over similar accusations of defamation. Network also settled with him in January. So, you know, this kid is just cleaning up because he's just suing all of the news stations because they're supposedly bullying him for being a white racist child, which he is. Yeah. Nick, any thoughts?
I think don't enjoy this kid. It happened last year.
Okay. Did it really? It feels like eons ago.
It happened only last year. It was in January of 2019 that all of that had went down.
Oh my God. It feels like 4 years ago. Oh, quarantine is getting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just seems like he's using whatever privilege he can to get as much monetary value out of this, in my eyes. I mean, if you're going to be suing a bunch of people and then say, oh, no, actually, it was different, blah, 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 this, this, and that, but I don't know. He doesn't need it. He shouldn't have this type of platform to try to be a terrible person in my eyes. But I'm just surprised that they were so easily ready to settle for both CNN and the Washington Post.
Yeah, same. I'm surprised and kind of disappointed. Really disappointed. I don't know. I don't know what could cause. Well, I know what could cause this, but it's just. You'd think they'd put up a little bit more of a fight or something, but yeah. So apparently he's just rolling in dough. So that's kind of some of the bummer news, I guess. I mean, aside from the rest of the world, but it was a frustrating story to come across for sure. And then in other news, what we got? Oh, we got, so the Washington football team has officially swapped all of their stuff now to just say the Washington football team. They haven't come up with a new mascot yet, but they've completely removed the mascot itself from, and the name, from their social media, from all their stuff. So phase one has completed, I guess, for the most part, and we're just waiting to see what phase two is like.
Hopefully this shows other teams that have similar problematic names. Because I know there was two baseball teams that said, oh, we're not going to change our name, but we'll think about changing our logo.
Mm-hmm.
And that just doesn't sit well at all with me.
No. And actually, so one of those teams was the Cleveland Indians, and they got rid of Chief Wahoo. And now, since they're seeing this at the NFL, now they're like, oh, well, we'll have meetings with Native representatives and, listen to what they have to say, so they're still a good 8 to 10 years behind what's going on right now. We'll see how quickly they try to catch up.
We got the Braves, the Chiefs, the Winterhawks, the Blackhawks, mm-hmm. the Chiefs, all of these people that did outwardly say, oh, hey, we're against racism, Black Lives Matter and everything, but yet at the same time said, we're not changing our name because that is, no. We'll change our logo, but not.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Which is just not even anything. It's still a problem.
But it's still a great thing that an NFL team finally listened. Even though it was all about money.
Yeah, it's a trip. I mean, I've seen so many posts from a lot of prominent people who have been in this fight, Amanda Blackhorse, actually pretty much everyone. We had a panel that we played from 2014, a couple weeks ago, of all those folks talking about it, and all these people being I literally never thought, Charlene Peters, I never thought in a million years this would happen in my lifetime. I never thought I would live to see this. And here we are. It sucks that it wasn't, the fact that they were dehumanizing an entire race of people, but it was more about money. But at the same time, it's changing. And I think, I don't know, like, I think it's interesting because I don't want to tie it into like what's happening right now with the pandemic. But I think right now, because of the pandemic, money is a lot less of a sure thing, right? For so many different reasons. So it's a little bit easier to kind of push some of these bigger companies off kilter just a little bit, give them a good scare. You can, might not be able to topple them completely, but you can give them a decent enough scare at this point, because people are spending way less money, because they have way less money than they did right now. People don't really care about football in the middle of a pandemic. So it's interesting to see. And again, like, the sponsors finally showing up too. You know, I think there's just, again, it's like another chain reaction of like sponsors kind of waking up and also realizing, again, like, you know, we kind of have more power this way because money's not flowing as easily as it used to anymore. And we don't know what the future holds. We really don't know. More and more people are going to be unemployed, with what's going on right now with like unemployment, like that's going away. So people are going to even have less money, and it's just getting worse every day. So with the future being so uncertain, it's like, y'all better like do something good to keep us like coming back. And, you know, even if it's just that, that is at least a bargaining chip that we have of like, either you make this change or you get no change. And by change, I mean money. So it happened. It's been good to see. You know, there'll always be, just like what we see in the schools, right? Like, there'll always be angry boomers or whoever being like, well, you know, I'm never going to get rid of my scheme stuff. And like, you know, they're always going to have the leftovers of it. There will always be people like that, unfortunately. But at the same time, it's good to know that moving forward, hopefully, you know, there will be less and less of that in the next, you know, decade. I'm very curious to hear what they come up with. I've seen some funny memes and things like that and suggesting of what they come up with. But I really don't know. Like, I'm not quite sure. Patriots are already taken, so I'm curious, like, what they... And it'd be really funny if they just tried to do, like, the Washingtons or something, like... Nick, any thoughts? What do you think they're going to change their name to?
Hopefully something actually Washington-related.
But what's, like, Washington-related?
The powdered wigs? I don't know.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Oh! Their special Super Bowl helmets are just like crudely painted powdered wigs on a football helmet.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Oh, please do it. Oh, that'd be so good. Oh! Oh, that'd be so good. I'd watch football, man. I'd watch it. Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be good. I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but I also kind of don't care. But I'm also just like, let's see. Because either they're going to do something correct in, like, the Washington powdered wigs or the Washington Capitals, or I have no idea. I don't know the East Coast well. D.C. is, I don't know. But or they're going to be petty and, like, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's ways they can be petty with this and still have, like, try and cling to that native imagery somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really want to be super petty. They can just be the Washington Wendigos. But I don't think they'd do that. But I would also kind of cackle if they did that. But then I'd be mad again. But they'd at least get one chuckle from me, and then I'd be back to being angry. That's all they get. That's all you get, Dan Snyder. One chuckle. That's it. You pull that stunt, which I doubt they will. But Yeah, well, so we'll have to see. I mean, yeah, really, I mean, I really can't think of anything that, like, the Jets are already taken. Like, so many names that would have already fit with DC are taken. That, like, I can't, there's nothing really else out there. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. I don't think they set a date on when they're supposed to announce the new name. I think they're still working it, obviously. By the very least, again, they have rolled out on all their social media and things. They have eliminated the R word and the mascot, and now they're just the Washington Football Team, which is fine. And even if they just decide to stay Washington Football Team, just stick with Washington. Like, again, Washington could work. And please paint your helmets like a powdered wig. It would be hilarious. mentally, that sigh, I can't get over that mental image. It's just too funny. Oh, jeez. I mean, I guess it's not that much of a rush. It's not like there's a Super Bowl coming up or anything. Ever. Who knows? Pandemic. Fun stuff. On that note, I mean, we should probably address a little bit of that. For our listeners who may not be local, we are broadcasting from Portland, Oregon, where the federal troops are currently at. And it has been interesting. Nick, have you been watching any of the streams or anything? Have you been downtown?
Yes and yes. I haven't been a part of the worst part of everything, but I have seen some of the streams and whatnot, because some people I follow do stream it, which is nice, but I'm glad that I don't see a lot, which means a lot of people are adhering to, hey, don't use your phone or whatnot down there, because it is crazy, some of the surveillance that's happening down there. And I don't know, the media presents it as like, oh, we're under siege, blah, 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 we're, Portland's crazy, but then you go down there and it's basically a ghost town, except people in the streets yelling for their right to protest. And honestly, I'm just hoping it makes a change, or at least shows more people that what all of the injustices that have happened. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of feeling like it's veering off course in my eyes, where the people who are out there because they're explicitly against the current administration and federal occupation are trying to be louder than those who are actually there for Black Lives Matter and everything that surrounds that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a weird fine line that's happening right now.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of posts of like, hey, like, here is the Justice Center and the area where the protests are, and they zoom out, like, this is the entire city of Portland. Like, it's really like, it's like less than 1/16. Like, it's so small. It's such a small area of the city. But at the same time, there's so much going on every night in that area of the city. And it's also come up here to North Portland as well. The North Precinct, there's also been some protests and things. But it's not, our entire city isn't like a war zone. It's just a war zone in one particular area. Every night, which is bad enough, you know, and with, you know, the feds and also like mercenaries and all kinds of people just putting on camo bulletproof vests and a helmet and going out and being like, well, you know, who can you tell who's a fed and can you tell who's not? It's very scary. You know, many people are getting spirited away in these, you know, government vans and things like that. Like, it's happening, but it's also really, it's really weird, because like, it's happening and then and during the day it's just business as usual, everything's open for the most part, not completely, but like, you know, everything does take out or whatever, like, seems like a normal day. And then once the sun goes down though, and if you're downtown, you just don't want to be out past like 7:30. But more and more people have been showing up to the protest and wanting their voices heard. And, you know, it really isn't a riot. It's just people who are there protesting, signs, speakers, you know, things like that. And then the violence happens once the feds are released from the cage of the Justice Center. There is a fence built around the Justice Center, so it's almost like unleashing the bulls. And once they come out swinging. You know, so it's just been watching live streams and things. And again, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, too, so trying to navigate that. It's just been it's been a lot. It's been overwhelming. There's been some, you know, water ceremonies and things done in our Native community. We've had Indigenous Solidarity for Black Lives marches and things. I was a part of one a few weeks ago. That went really well during the day. And we had a lot of Afro-Indigenous speakers. And it was very good. So, I mean, there are marches during the day, too, and those go well. And, you know, we're continuing to fight and we're continuing to express our voice day and night. It's just that at nighttime, you know, things get more violent and more scary. And so that's kind of what we're dealing with right now. And we're kind of got a spotlight on us. You know, people are seeing all these pictures of buildings that have like have broken windows and things like that. And like, those are pictures from like, I don't know, the beginning of June, like the one day, the 2 days that things got broken. And that was it. Most of downtown is plywood now, not because all the windows got broken, but some of the windows got broken, but not all of them. It's just businesses putting up plywood now because of what's going on. And it's really beautiful, though, at the same time, because there's like all these local artists who started to paint Black Lives Matter murals on these plywood windows. And I was kind of joking to a friend. I was like, wow, it took us to kind of turn into a police state in this area for us to finally get some local art downtown. Like, downtown was very commercialized. Like, downtown, like, is, downtown was downtown. But it's really, it's kind of nice to see some local community art finally highlighted in the heart of our city. So I've gone down and, like, taken some pictures of the artwork and just walked around that area and looked at all the art. And there's, like, a little Black Lives Matter, like, memorial area where people leave flowers and signs and stuff like that. And that was really cool. So, like, you know, some really neat things have kind of bloomed from this. A lot of art projects, a lot of, you know, groups and people coming together as well. So, you know, we're just trying to make the best of it as we can. On top of, you know, some of us working. Like, I'm still working. Nick, I think you're working too, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, just gotta drink water and do what you can. But, you know, I think something to emphasize again, like, please listen to people from Portland before you listen to anyone else on what's going on in Portland. Please listen to people from Portland on what's going on. The news has been skewing it in a lot of different ways. Just like with anything, a lot of news here are comparing it also, like, you know, saying Standing Rock was actually the test ground for this, which is fair, you know. And Portland is the second, you know, dress rehearsal or really testing the waters with it. But, you know, same kind of tactics, same kind of media campaign almost as well, of just like, these dangerous Indians and, you know, they're throwing things at us, so we're going to have to pull out a water cannon or this, that, and the other. And it's like, no. Like, a lot of the stories are skewed. And again, any pictures you see of broken windows, it's like, that was from like months ago. So, just do your best to really stay informed, but also, like, don't instantly share everything you see on Facebook, and maybe read into it or ask somebody who's actually living there. You know, plenty of you can check out the, like, the Portland Mercury or, like, you know, local news areas like that, of, like, cause we have reporters, even KBOO, this radio station. KBOO has reporters on the ground at these protests as well. We've had our reporters get arrested by these fed goons, and, you know, and they're able to tell us, like, what's going on while they're there. So just make sure you're staying informed and educated about it before you start being like, oh man, like, you know, there's riots. There's no riots. The only ones rioting are the cops, the feds. It's moms, it's teachers, it's students, it's the people of Portland showing up with signs. And the only reason we're decked out in armor and helmets and shields is because when we show up not with that stuff, then we get even more injured than we do when we show up with, you know, shields and armor. We're still getting injured. They're aiming for heads and all kinds of things, as you can see in various sources. But yeah, just wanted to touch on that a little bit, just where we're at with that, because I know that Portland is kind of a hot topic right now. So Native community is doing the best we can too to organize and see how we can support our our Black relatives and the community and show up for Black lives. So that has also been working on, and it's important because Black lives matter and there are relatives, you need to show up for them. So yeah, Nick, any final thoughts?
Stay safe. Wear your mask.
Wash your hands.
I do want to quickly pop in and say that my reservation has finally seen a slight downward trend since the beginning of their pandemic.
Yay.
Which is great. And a lot of it's due to basically the entire res being shut down for every weekend and curfews, and it's great. And other people have noticed the efforts that my tribe has done.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still continuing it because we're not out of it. We're just not getting as many cases, which is a great thing.
Yeah, that's really good. That's good to hear. Here's hoping that that can continue and that our tribes can kind of get out of the woods, especially yours, Nick. I know that maybe that's something else we'll touch on next time. It is kind of a bit of a topic right now of, like, I know my tribe's casinos are open. Am I happy about it? No. I'm not happy about it. We've already had a worker die from COVID. So I'm not happy about it. And I know other tribes' casinos are open and things like that. And that's a whole other thing of, like, putting our tribal people at risk for casino money. That's another topic for another day. But, Nick, I want to thank you for joining me today. Stay safe, wear a mask, wash your hands, and we'll see you next time, Indian Country. Be safe.
Say, okay, this is what I waited for the whole day. You can take them bad vibes the other way. I ain't trying to talk, you're no say, right? I just want to do the right thing. Hey. Baby, you a star, you a light beam. Hey. Got the cake mix and the ice cream. Number one pick, gotta have you on my team.
It's only you.
Been a long day, hey. I'm just trying to vibe when the song say. She said I'm right here, what you wanna do? I don't wanna talk, I just wanna move. Even when she mad, still look cute. You know all the things that we could do. You know I'm the one that you should choose. Me and you hit the dance floor with my good shoes. Where you at, what you up to? Come through, just me, just you, yeah.
You and me.
I'll pull up in the front from the song we can bump to.
Cruise with me.
What you up to? Come through, just me, just you, yeah.
You and me.
I pull up in the front from the song we can bump to.
Cruise with me.
Hey.
Just you and
hey.
Me and me.
Hey.
It's only you that I wanna love. It's only you, only you, yes. It's only fair that you.
put you in the right mood. You my strawberry lemonade with the ice cubes.
Ooh. Dance like everybody watching. Like I got 100 in my pocket. Stop it. I don't really need no other options. All I really need is something solid. Got it. A lot of different flavors, but you're my favorite. Cause you always start my engine, get my mind racing. We be staring at the stars, we be sky gazing. We can talk astrology, that's sign language.
Where you at, what you up to? Come through, just me, just you, yeah.
You and me.
I'll pull up in the front, find a song we can bump to.
Who's with me?
What you up to? Come through, just me, just you, yeah.
You and me.
Pull up in the front, find a song we can bump to.
Who's with me?
Yeah. Hey.